Report: Improvised explosive device found at scene of Bourbon Street attack. By Hannah Knudsen on January 1, 2025. An improvised explosive device was found at the scene of the Bourbon Street attack, according to reports following the truck ramming tragedy that left at least 10 dead and dozens more injured. Police responded to the tragedy around 3:17 a.m., according to the New Orleans Police Department, which reported that multiple people were reportedly struck before the vehicle crashed. Upon further investigation, a total of 10 victims were declared to be deceased on scene. At this time, approximately 35 additional victims were determined to have suffered injuries in relation to this incident, the department continued. Those injured were transported to multiple local and area hospitals via EMS for treatment. No updates are currently available on these victims' conditions, it added. Reports have since surfaced that an improvised explosive device was found at the scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Alethea Duncan said officials were investigating at least one suspected improvised explosive device at the scene, according to the Associated Press. The actions of the suspect have been described as very intentional behavior by New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick, as the suspect drove around barriers targeting crowds only to then open fire. The FBI confirmed Wednesday morning that the suspect was fatally shot in an exchange of gunfire with police. This man was trying to run over as many people as he could, Kirkpatrick added. When I said that the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media. But it turned out to be true, President-elect Donald Trump said in a statement. The crime rate in our country is at a level that nobody has ever seen before. Our hearts are with all of the innocent victims and their loved ones, including the brave officers of the New Orleans Police Department. The Trump administration will fully support the city of New Orleans as they investigate and recover from this act of pure evil, he added. This story is developing,